We're living like outcasts and I'm tired of it, shepherds. They have made us just a little higher than the lepers. This job's stressful, it's just another day, another shekel. Tending these lambs intended for sacrifice in the temple. We make sure they're not hurt, damaged or blemished. But with no dirt in the hurt, they're still destined to perish. I don't believe my life's in the hooves of these worthless sheep that need to be kept safe from beasts of prey like wolves and thieves. That's as foolish as Daniel's friends and hurt by furnace heat. It's about time that this blind faith and silly worship cease. We abide each night in groups like Israelites in booths, all for some old stories meant for moralizing youth. Made up stories to have us work these hours on this job, like a messiah announced at the tower of the fog. Those stories are all passed down lies that got passed as scribes. If God spoke through the prophets, why won't he shine on guys? If God really loves me, why's my life in this mess? They say he's powerful and good, but might I suggest, if that is true, then why does he let us suffer and die? And why is the land full of lovers and mothers to cry? They say God judge Egypt and deliver these people, but he won't deliver us, it's time for an upheaval. Oh God, what was that? Looked as a bright man standing. He's saying something, now there's countless more chanting.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace with whom he is pleased. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace with whom he is pleased. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace with whom he is pleased. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace with whom he is pleased.
Hello, we came from the fields, we just witnessed a miracle. Began as any other night, typical to the dark of night. Suddenly became bright as day. Blinded, we turned our eyes away. Turned back and our fright was great, cause we saw an angel, knowing that we're buried to our necks in sin. It felt like we were facing our day of reckoning, but he turned our fears to hope. Said that he was here to show the one promised by seers who wrote hundreds of years ago. Said don't be scared and declare this good news that we share. Great joy to all, so there's no more need to despair. And he said this is the sign to you. You'll find a newborn babe lying in a manger with binding too. Now we see that what he said wasn't a lie, it's true. And after he spoke, there came into sight an innumerable multitude of angels in the delightful sky, praising God for this little guy. Prophecies will be fulfilled by, and for peace on earth as they faded away. Over 500 years we've had to patiently wait. So thanks be to God that the silence is shattered. We will be liberated, that is why this king matters. We now must hurry and leave back to our herd of sheep. Please tell the sirs and ladies of what we've heard and seen. The reason we heard here, huffing, puffing, and panting. An angel appeared to us, the host of heaven was chanting.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace with whom he is pleased. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace with whom he is pleased. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace with whom he is pleased. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace with whom he is pleased.
Good morning, something has happened that is out of the norm in the fields. Something that we shepherds are still absorbing. An angel burst forth with no warning, this message reporting. Born to you today in the city of David, your Lord is. I know it seems absurd, but we can't deny what we've observed. This baby that we searched even had a sign, so we'd confirm. So we rushed into town, all dirty and smelling. Our witness in court is not worthy of telling. But we've witnessed the Lord in this world he is dwelling. He's the one to be king, whom God's words are foretelling. We caught a glimpse of the Most High in a low place, around darkness and dirt, cause the guest room had no space. We may not be allowed at the temple and synagogues, but as they seek him in those places, we stood with our God. Born of a virgin is your king, so we are urging you to trust the one sent to comfort all who are hurting. Please don't resist this message, he's come to fix the wreckage. Tell the rich, the peasants, and please don't miss the zealots. Yes, he's come with vengeance, yet with the humblest entrance. His kingdom is endless, he's your humongous present. And it all began as our sheep grazed, and now we praised. And before you think that we are behaving like we're crazed, he's still lying in the manger, just like when we went in, as the angel said before the heavenly army was chanting.
Glory to God in the